Joseph Paddy urged the Bank of Ghana to expedite investigations into the issue to ensure traders can access the needed foreign exchange to import goods.
It has affected the business community significantly, very widely. Some of our people travel to China waiting to get their transfer, and they get there, the transfer has not in, and they have to travel back to Ghana without invoice. And then, you know, one of the areas that if you don't pay the invoice value, your customer or your client will not release the goods to you. So it's a worrying situation for the business community. But we're still looking forward to a positive reaction from the central bank to let us know why this is happening. Once it happens, what comes out is that speculation. We begin to speculate. Is it that there's a shortage of dollar? Therefore, the little one that we have in the system, we begin to rush for it. When we rush for it, if we are not careful, we see it up, the dollar appreciating again.
Joseph Paddy speaks for Guta. Advisor to the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Professor John Gachi, says the central bank will collaborate with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the insurance sector to build a strong non-interest banking and finance. He explained that the Bank of Ghana values diversification of the financial system and is committed to working with regulators to support innovation and stability. He spoke to Joy Business.
This non-interest banking and finance has a product we call non-interest bond. And that bond tends to finance infrastructure, and it puts less a burden on the people who raise the bond, and thereby delivering infrastructure at seamless level, and also ensuring that all the money that is raised from the bond is used for the execution of the infrastructure. And that
Professor John Gachi is an advisor to the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Away from the finance sector, former General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, is calling on cocoa farmers to resist the urge to smuggle their produce and instead support government efforts aimed at value addition to boost growth in the sector. Addressing concerns over cocoa producer prices, Mr. Kariwe urged farmers to remain patient, emphasizing the need for collaboration to drive development across the agricultural value chain.
At the end of the day, you smuggle out the cocoa and then government incurs costs by giving you fertilizers and other inputs, and then you smuggle it out. What will happen is that a time will come where there will not be production of cocoa, the farmers will lose and everybody will lose. So we should not tread on that trajectory. That's why I'm calling for negotiations with Cocoa Board and then see what could be done to better improve the farmers' lot.
Former General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, speaking to Joy Business. Now, Commissioner of the Support Services Division at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Dr. Alice Adumakumensa, has reiterated the authority's commitment to bridging the gap between the institution and taxpayers. He emphasized that fostering purposeful coexistence between the two is crucial in propelling national growth and development. Dr. Adumakumensa made the remarks at the Customer Experience Conference 2025, held under the theme Transforming Service Delivery for Impact and Growth.
We treat the taxpayer as an enemy. When the taxpayer sees us, they see us as an enemy. Now you want to break that gap so that you see them as our own customer, how to deal with them, how to pamper them, how to let them know that they are part of the community. We need support the country. So basically today what we are doing now is to draw the attention of the whole world, Ghanaian people, that they are not enemies. They are the people who help us to do the development, build the roads, hospitals. Without them, there will be no road. So
Dr. Alex Adumakumensa is the commissioner of the Support Services Division at the Ghana Revenue Authority. And the producer price inflation for July 2025 went down by 2.0 percentage points to 3.8%. And this is the sixth consecutive month of decline and the lowest producer inflation rate recorded since November 2023. According to data from the Ghana Statistical Service, the figures showed a producer price inflation of 1.6% between June and July 2025. On the average, the prices received by producers for their goods and services rose by 1.6% in July compared to the figure recorded in June 2025. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy. Oh yeah, download it. You gon' enjoy. I'm in my brain check. Come make a download and follow. Life is easy with the Ecobank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan MP, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Hello again and welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank and MTN Business. What are we doing today? A passionate couple is on a mission to raise a new generation of creative thinkers. Today, the Joy Business Van makes a stop at Kedland International School here in Accra, co-founded by Michael and Naomi Odonko, to hear their story and vision for innovation education.
Michael and Naomi Odonko have been married for long and understand what teamwork is. They know what it means to take an initiative and make it a goal to work together. One of such initiatives was starting a school.
We have two kids. One is an adult, she's about 19. And the other one is a four-year-old boy. So one experiences from the UK. Anytime we have the opportunity to visit, we send our friends' kids to school, we look at the environment, and we feel like we will need a replica in Ghana. So when our son came, our search for school made us realize that there are lots of things we are looking out for in schools that we're not getting.
Naomi pitched the idea of starting a school to Michael. He thought, well, why not? It had always been Naomi's dream anyway. They gave themselves timelines.
We started small with a summer school in our house. So we started gradually. So we started picking some of the kids from our house. They started the school from their house before. I said, okay, if that will be the case, if the number increases, we need a bigger place to be able to contend.
For students to excel in the educational journey, a solid foundation in early childcare development is crucial.
There is no joy like being with them.
Yeah.
Like taking care of them, watching them sleep, see them learn, and watch them grow. I feel that it's one of the things that we can do. It's one of the things that gives us so much joy. Sometimes you have nothing to do, you just want to watch them play, you know. And so we feel that this is our calling, because the passion is there, the drive is there.
The couple was poised to follow this call.
Now you have a vision, you have a dream, and you need the resources to start. It was quite challenging, but we have some other money somewhere else. We have to rely on loans from one of our financial institutions.
Michael and Naomi started Kedland from their home then. They approached the bank with a proposal when they felt they were ready to move the school from their home.
Well, the physical structure tells a story, and then we couldn't do much advertising like we would love to do. But at a point, we were distributing flyers around. So we do churches, we go to programs, there are parties, there are weddings. We distribute flyers. We use social media a lot. We do Facebook, we do WhatsApp. Sometimes we just send messages to people. And what I've noticed is that for most people, they would want to know who is involved.
Parents wanting to know who was involved also meant the quality of teachers. Michael and Naomi's strategy was to poach the best teachers.
We just want our children to have some form of competitive advantage. Yes, we want to, in some few years' time, to be competing with the top schools. And for us to do that, despite the vision and everything, we need teachers who have made it work at some place to help us make it work as well.
Getting the best teachers was not only to give Kedland International School a competitive edge, but also address a gap in the educational system the couple noticed.
One of the things we have noted is a rote learning, where children are made to recite things they don't understand. You know, so you know this is the principle. but you don't understand the reasoning behind the principles. So our system of education focuses more on the why. We want to explain to you why this ball is round, for instance, so that it is not just about you appreciating that the ball is round, but also the reason why it is best to be round. Yes. So we want to develop people who are creative thinkers, such that if they know the reason why this ball is round, then they can challenge and not just maintain the status quo. They can challenge the idea and come up with better ways of doing things.
It appears to be working. Next time, we get a tour of Kedland International